Hello, Doctor. Thank you so much for seeing me outside of our usual session time. Oh, that's so perceptive of you that something is wrong. It isn't just about the last session. Oh, but you better believe that was the tipping point. You know, I came to you because you were highly recommended by an acquaintance, and believe me, I'm going to be handling them next. But I was in a rough place, and they raved about how great you were. I should have done my research. I usually do my own research. But oh no, for once in my life, I just went in blind. Came to you with your fancy degrees on the wall right above your head. You seemed so kind, so insightful, and so wise for someone so relatively young. And I poured my heart out to you. I wanted to do the work, you know. Try to figure out why my life was circling the drain for the past year. And you were my first therapist, so I had to accept things as they were, that's what I thought. And you warned me, too, that the first sessions were going to be discombobulating as we began exploring what was beneath the surface. I used to walk around the park in a daze that first month or two. I found a spot near the ducks, and on particularly heavy days, I'd just sit on the rocks and cry. Yes, I know you know. I know you know so much about me because I just tell you. And you'd sit there, taking notes very much like you're doing right now, and look up at me, peering over your glasses. Are those even real? Or do you just do that to look smarter than you are? You know, when I'd sit there and talk about my struggles, my demons, my problems, I'd zone out, just looking at your degrees. I know your full name by heart. I know the name of each and every one of those colleges and universities and certificates you have there. Each and every one. I know you also warned me that your methods were unusual, considered radical, even in the most progressive circles. And like a fool, I didn't think twice. I thought that I was so broken that I needed all the help I could get. Is that how you do it? You know, you've got a good eye for poor, broken women to play this long con, play the long game. Oh, what con are you playing at? Last session, when we were discussing, you know, and you had me stretch out on the couch, and, oh, that is hardly an excuse. I mean, sure, I said it was okay because I trusted you. You know what you made me do. You know. No, I'm not going to say it. This entire thing has just led to this incredibly vile thing. You're supposed to be a healer. You were supposed to help me fix myself. Instead, you just, what? You get women to do these things so you can just get your rocks off? Is that it? No, you listen to me. I looked up those schools, you know? Yeah, the ones I didn't recognize, I did some digging. Radical therapeutic practices, huh? Yeah, I read up on some of those. And that crackpot of a professor that got chased out of UCLA and formed that cult. The same cult that's behind that bullshit organization on your doctorate and two of your certifications. Oh, well, will you look at that? Finally, something that makes you shut up and put down that notebook. I want my money back from each session. Every single penny. I want you to take out my files and I want to see you shred them. Then, within 2 months, I want to see you quietly shut down this practice. Fuck off somewhere. I don't care where. But you will not be allowed to practice here in your Midtown office. You do that, or I'm filing an official complaint with the ACA, the IAOF, the ABCSW, and whatever other acronyms there are that give you any kind of legitimacy. Then I'm going on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, spread your name far and wide, warning other women of what you get up to in this upscale hellhole. Do you understand me? I will ruin you. Why? Are you kidding me? After what you made me do? What you made me say? I mean, besides, you're not even a real doctor. You're barely a counselor. Yeah. Look at you. Take off those stupid glasses. Playtime is over. You don't get to pretend to be so smart anymore. So, I'll accept a check, but PayPal is also fine. Go on, let's get this thing going. What do you mean? No, didn't you hear me? I mean it, asshole. You know enough about me to know I do not mess around, that I am no one to dick around. Why should I get up and take a close look at your degree from Stanford? What are you talking about? Wait, what pinhole? Oh, shit. You reprehensible fucking monster. You hit a camera in there? How dare you? I'm gonna tear you apart with my bare hands. I'm gonna shove that degree down your throat. Oh, you just wait until I'm through with you. You're going to be in jail before the end of the week, I swear to God. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to like that? You pathetic little man. Is this the only way you get to touch a woman? How did you get my husband's work email? Oh my God. That's my sister's. My best friend's. Wait. No. Yes. Yes. Okay. I recognize them all. Okay. I get it. Look. Let's just calm down, okay? Things got a bit heated, and we just have to calm down. Just calm down. I mean, yes, sure. I got heated, sure. But you can't just send over video files to them. You'd be ruining your own career. I mean, that is wildly illegal, and you can't just leak those things to people. I mean, yeah, I get it. Mutually assured destruction. I promise you, I get it. Okay, look. Let's just forget about this, okay? I mean, let's just call it even. Don't even worry about the money, okay? I'll even pay for this session. And that'll be it. I promise, I can PayPal you now, yeah? And we'll be all set. You know, you'll never see me again, and I'll never see you again. I'll never even mention your name again, okay? That isn't what you want. So, you want to continue this session? What is wrong with you? This isn't a session. I mean, I was going to... I'm not, okay, I'm not even sure. Honestly, I just was confused, okay? No, really. Really, that's all. Just confused. I understand now. I mean, I understand that I made a mistake. I'm trying to sort out our issues incorrectly. You're putting back on your glasses. Come on, Doc. This is sick. This is really, really sick. Let me just pay you for the time and I can just go. Wait, are you holding me against my will? Are you forcing me to stay? Because, that's kidnapping. Oh, I'm free to go. Wait, no, I won't decide who gets my videos first. Fuck you, okay? Fuck you. Is this what they teach at your bullshit cult, huh? Stop choking me. Jesus, you're a lunatic. You're an actual crazy person. Let go of my hair, you bastard. Okay, I'll say it. I'll say whatever you want. Just please don't hurt me. It's not a cult, okay? It's not there. I said it. Just let me go now. Look. Let's just calm down, please. Both of us, okay? I'm calm. I'm totally calm. If you just want to finish the session, you know? Let's just get through this. Oh, the first question you asked me when we started? This? Right. What I wanted from all of this. Yes, I do remember what you said. I wanted to be a better person. Yes, I remember your reply. I mean, yeah, I thought, okay, you said, first you have to be a person. I thought that was so fucking profound for a while. And then, last week. Oh, of course, you would think that was progress. No, I would not like to pick up from last time. Oh, fuck you sideways, you piece of shit. I will not do that again. You hear me? You understand? Go ahead. Fuck it. Send them all to whoever you like. My husband, my sister, my parents, my job, his job, the whole laughing world. We'll burn together. How about that? Oh, the feds will crack down on you so fast. Wait, you can't just do that on your phone. Don't you have to be in a computer or something? No, you don't have to show me the videos. Okay, I'm sorry, I'll stretch out on the couch, just like last week, all right? Just like last week. Look, all right, I'm taking down my pants. I've got it down a little bit and I'll shove my hand down, okay? Okay, look. I'm rubbing my clit, just like last week, just like then. What? No, of course I'm not. Of course I'm not wet. What's wrong with you? I'm doing this because you're asking me to do. I don't have to prove anything to you, okay? Why would I be turned on right now, huh? I mean, yes, I like danger. loss of control, but what we were talking about last week and right now. These are two separate things. Please, please don't ask me to do that, okay? Isn't this enough? I mean, yes, I guess I still want to be a better person, but how's this? How's showing you how wet my fingers are going to do that? Okay, fine, you degenerate. I'll slide two fingers inside of myself, because if I don't, you're going to wreck my entire life. Jesus Christ. I mean, okay, yes, this feels good, I guess. Okay, fine. I'll talk about my brother-in-law, my sister's husband. How could you just sit there and watch me like this? Just like I'm telling you about my day or what me and my coworkers are talking about in the break room. Just staring at me over your glasses. It's creepy. This is creepy. Oh, you want me to take off my pants entirely now, huh? Underwear too? Oh, what about my shirt? My bra? What about them? Oh, keep them on. Gee, are you such a fucking gentleman? Oh, you can see my nipples poking through? I mean, yeah, like, if that's your thing. Okay, I'll keep my legs open so you can see. Yeah, you were right last week. It wasn't just one time that we fucked. It's like two or three times a year, for years. I mean, I saw him first, okay? Then my sister thought she stole him away from me. Yeah, this is what you want to hear, Doc. How much I love stealing him back from my sister. How I seduce him each time. How much I love to hear him beg for me not to. How helpless he is for me. How hard it makes me come, stuffed full of his cock, knowing that it will break my bitch of a sister to hear him whimper how much he needs to be inside me. How I sucked him off better than she ever could. How much sweeter my fucking pussy is than hers. And how it would destroy my husband because he always thought he was the one who was settling. Because my fucking sister was always the prettier one. I fucking show them. I show them all every time my brother-in-law dumps a hot load deep inside of me. Moans my fucking name as he shudders, trying to keep quiet. Swears he can't do this again. But we both know. He is a fucking liar. No, I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop. I'm so fucking close. How dare you call me a whore? Yeah, just like last week. How dare you? No, I won't show you my fingers, I won't. Okay, look, put the phone away, just put it away. I'm sorry, look. They're dripping wet, see? Please, you don't have to send anything to anyone. I'm sorry. I really am. I'll be good. I promise. I'll be good. Okay?
All right, I mean, yes. Yes, what I just said. Does that sound like what a whore would say? Yes. Yes, I guess they're also what a whore would do. And yes, yes, I'm still really turned on. Even now. Especially now. No, no, no. My husband, he's never been that talented at those kinds of things. Yes, I mean, if you want me to be blunt about it, yes, fucking. He's never been a good fuck, okay? Oh, and my brother-in-law. He's good enough. But I know it's the danger of what it means than what it is. I just want to be used by him. I want to know that I'm everything he dreams about and craves. Yes. I didn't realize I'd started playing with myself again. No, no, I'll stop. It's not like I want to. You're making me do this. I'm not lying. Oh, come on. Do you really need me to do that? Fine, I'll do it. I'll swing my legs down. Yeah. I'll sit up straight. I'll spread my thighs open and hold my pussy open with two fingers for you. Oh, fuck. I know I'm dripping all over your couch. Okay? Yes, yes, I want to get off, okay? Please, please, just let me. Okay, I'll say whatever you want. You want me to spank my cunt? Whoa, like, I don't think so, buddy. That's sensitive. How's that going to get me off? Just try it? Are you out of your... Okay, fine. I'll do it. Ah! Jesus, that hurts. I won't be able to handle rubbing it in. Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, again. That's it. Holy shit. Okay, I can do it one more time. Oh, must I say that too, please? This is bad enough. Oh, I'm a whore. 10 times. And then I can come. Can't you just look away? Must I keep eye contact with you as I do this? Okay, all right. I won't fucking look away. I promise. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Oh, please. Please. I want to lift up my shirt. Please, can I pinch one of my nipples? It feels so fucking good. My pussy clenches every time. I need something inside. Your cock must be hard. I need to feel it. I need that hard cock inside of me. I did it. I fucking did it. I need to come. Oh, please, 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 please let me come. Please, 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 please. I need it. 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 sorry. What was the question? What did I just do? I mean, I had an orgasm. Got myself off in front of you. I mean, I acted like a whore. And that makes me a whore. I'm a fucking whore, okay? I'm sitting in a puddle of my juices. And I wanted you to get up from your seat and push me down and fuck me. To use my slick, wet cunt the way it should be used. I'd beg for your cum anywhere. Shoot it all over my face. I'd lift up my skirt so you could cum all over me. And I'd go home smelling like your spunk. And I know that I'd have to get myself off again in the shower, thinking about you pounding me until I could barely walk. Is that what you want too? Yeah. I could see it in the corner of your eyes as you watched me get off in front of you. You can't tell me that your cock wasn't twitching. Isn't that hard right now? I'm still so wet. Oh, my little whore pussy is so wet and so hungry for you. Please, use it. I'll be more than a whore for you. I'll be your fucking cum slut. I'll suck you off. I'll suck you off until you come in my mouth. Swallow every last drop. That's it. That's it. We're done? Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I guess we're still on. Yeah, next week for our usual time and day. Let me just put my pants back on. Oh, God. Oh God, I left such a mess on your couch. I can just clean it up quickly. You want me to use my mouth? Yes, doctor. I'll do it. I'll do it. And I'll think about what it means to be a whore. What it means to not be a person. Not yet. I want to be a person. I want to be a person. Mm-hmm.